the laws of Hefsek when it comes to Berachot. Clearly, if a person would make the Beracha Bore Peri Agefen and he would speak, he would talk things that have nothing to do with the Beracha, so it would be a Hefsek between the Beracha and the drinking. Clearly, he would have to make another Beracha. He cannot make a Hefsek between the Beracha and the drinking of the wine. There's three examples to this that are not so well known. Two of them are brought from Hakam Obadiah Alav Shalom in Yabiya Omer. The first case would be on the night of Sukkot, where the ladies are in the Sukkah with the men. Problem is, ladies are not obligated to sit in the Sukkah, but they're obligated to hear the Kiddush. In the Kiddush, we say Leshem Basukkah. We say Borei Peri Hagefen as well. Well, if the men answer to Leshem Basukkah, it's not a Hefsek, because they have to sit in the Sukkah. However, ladies that are not obligated to sit in the Sukkah, if they answer Amen to that Beracha, will be considered Hefsek to the Borei Peri Hagefen. And therefore, if they drink, they talk in between. So therefore, Hakam Obadiah said, if they want to drink from the wine, they should not answer Amen to the Leshem Basukkah of the Kiddush. Another example would be as follows. Halakha says that if a man made Havdalah in synagogue, he made all the Berachot, Gefen, Nesamim, Ner, and Havdalah. Now he goes home, he can make Havdalah for his wife, because he can be Motziha. However, the Hakam says, it's better that she should say Borei Meorah Esh herself. Because it's a question, can you make Borei Meorah Esh twice? So therefore, the way it says you make the Havdalah is you say Borei Peri Hagefen, you say Besamim, and then you let your wife say the Borei Meorah Esh yourself. However, the Hakam says you cannot answer Amen to that Beracha, because that would be a Hefsek to the Gefen that you're going to drink. So that's another example where Beracha is being made and you should not answer Amen. But the case that I came to discuss today is not so well known, but it is a problem. Where did it come from, I'm not too sure, but there's a custom that at our wedding ceremonies, the Mesadir Kiddushin, there's three Berachot. There's Gefen, and then there's Betzavim, and then there's the actual Beracha, Vashem Kiddushanu, Mevizutav Vesivanu, Al Arayot. This Beracha Besamim is not brought down. It's not brought down in the Halakha. The Beracha Besamim is brought down as a minhag at a Brit Milah, but it's not brought down as a minhag at a wedding ceremony. I cannot really explain to you where it came from. Maybe just to give an extra kibbutz to, you know, they had a lot of rabbis, so they wanted to give them extra kavod, so they made an extra item up and they gave Besamim. The problem is that clearly the Besamim is a Hefsek to the Gefen. So therefore, one must instruct the Hatan, the Kala, that they cannot answer Amen to the Besamim. Because if they answer Amen to the Besamim, it's a Hefsek to the drinking, that they have to drink. Certainly the one that's making the Kiddushin cannot answer Amen. Because he's saying, how can he answer Amen to a Besamim that has nothing to do with anything? And certainly he should not make the Beracha Besamim. Because since the Besamim doesn't belong there, so if he's going to say the Beracha Besamim, it would be considered a Hefsek between the Gefen and the Irusin and the drinking. So therefore it comes out according to this, if the Hatam Mekala are not answering Amen to the Beracha, so really the Beracha is not for them. So therefore they should even smell from the Besamim as well. And really this whole thing of Besamim under the Chuppah creates more problems than it solves. Because it creates a Hefsek. Now they make a Besamim, and they start giving out the Besamim to the Hatan and to the Kalan. Meanwhile, they're sick between the Gefen and the Irusin. I'm not saying we should do away with this Minhag, but I'm just saying that we should be aware of the problems that it poses. You want to give Besamim to somebody to make, let him say whatever the Besamim, and next, the Hakam should just continue saying, I shouldn't waste to give to the Hatan the Kalan to smell. The Hatan the Kalan should not say Amen to the Beracha, nor should the Mesader say Amen to the Beracha as well, so it not be considered a Hefsek.